The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, everybody. I am Jay, your host, right here at KRDO of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, brought to you every single week from the studio, live, fresh material. And if you're listening to the replay, usually this would be on Monday or Tuesday evenings, but welcome to all of you tuned into the radio on Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm not even out of bed yet. Get up early on Saturdays, sleep in on Sundays. And if you've never heard my voice, my name is Jay and I'm your friend. You can call me at 719-330-1457. I have been receiving more calls in the last 3 months than I have in the last 3 years. I think it's the stay-at-home order. People are refinancing like mosquitoes flying into a pond in summer because rates are so historically low. Some of this is very exciting. Some of it is very frustrating. And I'm going to go into that. And just sharing with you, if you're listening to Monday or Tuesday evening, you're going to be listening to the conventions posted over KRDO, the Democratic and Republican. So one night you'll be excited and the other night you'll be miserable and throwing up inside your mouth as the opposing party puts together their propaganda. And I have my personal opinions on that. It's capitalism versus progressive, almost socialism, and that, interestingly enough, is right in par with the subject of today's radio show. But I do want to encourage you, please, reach out to me at 719-330-1457. So many of you have. I appreciate it. Just talk to Cedar, talk to Tiffany, talk to Jeff. Jeff Voss, radio listener, been listening for 8 years now, called me out of the blue. Another radio listener, Andrew Wolf, have not talked to him for 8 years. He called me, 719-330-1457. I'm here. People give comments. I pray that most of you are calling because you want me to help you with your next refinance or purchase transaction. I'm a licensed loan originator, have been originating loans for over 20 years. Prior to that, I was at Fort Carson as a pilot, a medevac pilot at Butts Army Airfield, and really enjoyed my service time. If you've served, thank you. Definitely call me if you're a service member. I've done several podcasts and shows as of late on the VA Streamline loan. Unbelievable that those streamlined loans for VA government loans are down to 2.5%, 2.7%, 2.3%, depending on your qualification. And I did a full radio show on that. But we're going to see how strong and how magnificent the VA loan is during this show itself. And even next week, we're going to talk about reviewing the VA loan, the magic of the VA loan, because the conventional loan is now taking its turn in the UFC boxing ring. There's a punch there, a punch there. I'm going to share with you today how Fannie Mae, you know, did one of those eye gouges to the industry over, I think, Wednesday or Thursday night of last week, costing some investors, some lenders like Quicken, up to $10 million. They just pulled money out of the pockets because they say mortgage companies are rich. And just like everything else, it's going to end up going and affecting the end homeowner, mortgage holder like you. So you want to give me a call at 719-330-1457 to get someone who you know and trust to walk you through the process. And with that, I want to get the radio show subject rolling. So with the drum roll, Matt, whoa, and you also heard that roller coaster, because today's show is called the Election Year Roller Coaster. Now, if hindsight provides 2020 vision, I should have and I could have done shows for you in January predicting exactly where we would be at this point in the year, because it is not surprising. There's a definite cycle in 2012 and 2016 and 2020. We're going to see the same thing in 2024 for presidential elections. They're so partisan. This is where the Russian probes come from. This is where the impeachment, the never-ending impeachment inquiries come from. This is where I honestly believe the deep onset of COVID-19, the Chinese virus, comes from. Influence of partisanship. This is where the riots, I believe, have come from. This is when the Black Lives Matter steps forward. All of these items are so predictably evident because of politics when we look back. But how in the world do we look forward? And that's what I'm going to do today with the subject of the election year roller coaster. And I'm going to do something unique. I'm going to tell you four simple points. The bottom line up front for the whole show, if you have to go, is this. Right now, the mortgage industry and mortgage lending is rocket science. You know, we used to have that joke that says, hey, you know, bouncing the ball ain't rocket science. Well, hey, opening up a bank account ain't rocket science. Hey, getting a loan ain't rocket science. Well, guess what? Mortgage lending right now is rocket science because rates are historically low, but the convoluted programs of the VA loans becoming unavailable, then becoming very popular, the conventional loans with interest rates going up or credit score qualification going up or all of the self-employed restrictions going up, all of these things have dramatically changed the scope and the availability of these programs. So bottom line in this show, and then I'm going to unpack it, is mortgage lending is rocket science. Number two is a key point that I take from Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. Everything in this election year roller coaster, you have to verify. Trust, be optimistic, but verify. I don't want you to trust what lenders say. That includes me. You always verify it. I don't want you to trust what the scientists or the politicians say with the market or the COVID-19 or the treasuries or, hey, what's happening with gold? Why is that up? Why is that down? You always trust but verify. Number three, come on, folks, this is an easy one. You've got to be an idiot if you don't know that elections matter. This election is exceptionally important. It's going to affect our markets. It's going to affect your housing and mortgage. It's going to affect our Pikes Peak region. It's very obvious. One choice is pro-military strength. And the other one, come on, if people want to disband the police, do you think that's the end of the line? That's just a stepping stone to defunding the whole military. Why not? Put it into a pension and a social program and disarm your borders. And the number four big takeaway for the show is that baby steps and a budget and restraint matter. So there's a way for you to become immune from this entire election year roller coaster, but you got to stick around to find out why. With a lot of details, I'm going to talk about the stock markets and the ups and downs in the cycles. I'm going to talk about the treasury markets and the mortgage-backed securities. I'm going to talk about the commodity markets. Can you believe gold and silver? But let's also talk about the housing market and then, most importantly, your budget. So before I go, don't forget that this show will replay tomorrow on Sunday at 9 a.m. thanks to the national political conventions. So tell your friends to listen tomorrow and not Monday and Tuesday of this week. I'll be back after these important messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Hang on tight with all your might as if your heart's ignited. Like a roller coaster, it's going faster. Stop going past you, it's coming at you.
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay, your host of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage. I'm talking today to you, just you and I, one-on-one, about the election year roller coaster. Now, I'm going to get deep down into the details of this, but before I do, please understand, that my conversations always go back to your budget, your retirement, your finances, specifically your real estate, and most importantly, your mortgage, the largest debt that you have in your life. Unless you are a business owner where you have investment debt in equipment or staff, research and development, or buildings, your mortgage debt is your largest debt in the world. And just like Ronald Reagan used to say, one of my biggest takeaways on this show is trust but verify. Trust that the markets are good right now, but you need to verify, because with some of the investor, lender, call centers, banks, credit unions, you cannot trust those people as far as you can throw them, because most individuals helping you with your loan don't even have a loan themselves. They're scraping to make their next mortgage payment, so they're incentivized to help you make poor financial decisions. And it is 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000 that you meet a Dave Ramsey that's giving you bona fide advice and many times will talk you out of idiotic purchases and investments rather than scooping into them as fast as possible. Same with me. With Garvin's group of Churchill Mortgage, we will walk you through it, and I have been talking 50% of all the people I've been having conversations with out of the refinance, saying, Bill, Jane, this does not make sense. This is why it does not make sense. You see that you have a lower interest rate, but you're going to end up giving tens of thousands of dollars of additional money to your bank, and you have to trust but verify. Get multiple opinions. Call me at 719-330-1457 for your next purchase and refinance transaction. Let me make it very, very clear to you. Here's one example. Hey, Jay, pretty simple. I have a $200,000 loan. I can go from 3.5% down to 2.5%. I can go from 4.5% down to 3.5%. It doesn't matter what the issue is. And I can save $100 a month. And that is true. And it's only going to cost me $2,000 to refinance with you guys. So I'm going to recover that $2,000 expenditure from my home equity in less than 20 months. If you're saving $100 a month, it takes you 20 months to save up the $2,000 that you spent to refinance. But what people don't understand is that you start your refinance clock over. Well, when did you buy the house? Well, I bought the house in 2018. Okay, you're 24 months into that mortgage. And if your new mortgage is $1,500, which is $100 savings over your $1,600, you're saving $100, but of that $1,500, at least $850 of it is interest going back to the bank, and you've saved $100 a month or $1,200 a year. But now at the end of your loan, you're going to have to pay the bank another $850 a month in interest times 24 months, $20,000. So you're going to save $100 a month, but you're going to end up giving that next bank an extra $20,000 of interest, because now you're financing an object in your life for an additional 2 years. Unless you just plan on having mortgages that you never pay off. Oh, that's right, Jay. That's how most people think. Well, not people who listen to the Jay Garvin Show, not people who talk to us as clients, not individuals that listen to Dave Ramsey. We are a debt-free lender, and we will talk you mathematically through these equations. And it doesn't make it easier during an election year roller coaster. This math is straightforward, but it's complex enough as it is. Now you add in the roller coaster of an election year, and it's disproportionately more complex now. Because, seriously, folks, let's go down into the weeds just for a little bit of this segment, then we'll all go outside and do a stretch or have a smoke, whatever we do to relieve our brains, and then we'll come in over the next segment and finish it. But look at the fragility of this market. Look at the unbelievable roller coaster up and down, especially during this election year. But let's go back and look at previous years. The biggest indication is this. The Treasury market, which determines what the interest rate is for the 10 and 30-year government Treasury bonds, has been across the keel through the past years. From the 1960s all the way through the early 2000s, was approximately 2 to 6%. Now, it was never below 4% before the Great Recession, but aside from the 70s when it jettisoned up all the way to 10%, for the most part, in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, it was 4 to 6%. And that meant interest rates were somewhere between 5.5 and 8.5. But then the Great Recession came, and I'm telling you this, the more we've progressed in years and the more politics has matured, they are more and more partisan. Especially now you have political parties just shouting at one another. There's no way in the world we could close our eyes and imagine Pelosi and Trump having a casual dinner together after a good debate at the Capitol like Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill used to do. I mean, those guys would duke it out 9 to 5 and then they'd go and have a cocktail and hang out with their families in the evening. That's no lie. Go look it up. That is gone. And if you notice in 2012 and 2016 and now again in 2020, mysteriously enough, are the 3 years that the U.S. 10-year Treasury rates have tanked down to the 1.4 to the 1.5% range. Great for mortgages, absolutely horrific for investors. Oh, yay, you get 1.5% on your 10-year Treasury earning bill. But there's no mistake that in 2012, it was an extremely low interest rate year. 2016, extremely low interest rate year. And now 2020, folks, is blowing it out of the water. I mean, the lowest we've ever went in the history of the Treasury market during these election year roller coasters has been down to about 1.4, 1.5%, and then it tanks. It hits a concrete floor and it stops. No, not with COVID-19, not with the election, not with post-impeachment proceedings that didn't go as planned. You got to have another trick up your sleeve, and all of a sudden, poof, this COVID-19 virus that really is showing a fatality rate no different than influenza A and B, has shut down portions of our economy and absolutely tanked the Treasury market. The Treasury market is down at 0.58. It literally is at 0.5%, down a full point from the lowest ever. And that's just one example. It doesn't stop there where the, come on, we don't watch it closely, but the Dow Jones market is like a earthquake Geiger meter, up and down. I mean, throughout 2005 to 2007, the Dow Jones market was slowly climbing, you know, 5, 7, 9, oops, it's 14, we're going up pretty fast, 14,000 on your average points of the Dow Jones market, and then, of course, on February of 2009, it tanked in half, went from 14,000 points all the way down to 7. We had not had anything like that at all since the Great Depression. We had some inflationary hedges in the 80s, small corrections, but never the market since the Great Depression cut in half in the midst of a week. Well, get this. By 2019, less than 10 years later, the stock market multiplied 4 times from 7,000 all the way to Trump's trajectory of 29,000. But then bada bada bing bada boom. Then all of a sudden, here comes COVID. I knew something was going to hit hard when the Treasury tanked in February to where they'd never been before. I looked at my wife and I said, honey, there is a big old baseball bat waiting for us to smack us in the forehead coming around the corner. A lot of politicians knew it and pulled their stocks out, but stocks tanked all the way, almost 30% down to 20,000. And then congratulations, folks. It's a roller coaster. Literally this last week on Thursday and Friday, the stock market almost identically has matched its all-time high again of 28,000 points. And I don't believe this is something you should celebrate. You should be very, very cautious because it's fragile. And all of these indications can be read like tea leaves. After the break, I'm going to talk about the Treasury markets more. I'm going to talk about gold and silver and why is gold at an all-time high ever of 2,000 points? What's happening to silver? And all of these are going up and down. Is there anything out there, Jay, that's consistently increasing in value? Yes, of course. This is the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Of course, it's housing. I'm going to go there. I'm also going to talk to you how house values in Colorado Springs have doubled in 8 years, from $188,000 median home price to $377,000 median home price, with no fluctuation consistency. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue the conversation about the election year roller coaster right after these messages. Remember, sign up for my investment property class on the 19th. I'm sorry. Sign up for my investment property class on the 16th of September, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. And remember, if you're listening to the replay and you want to catch it, it's not going to be on Monday or Tuesday. It is tomorrow. For 2 weeks only, it's going to replay on Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on Caradio. Back after the break.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin.
Hey, where's the beat?
Tell me, I just gotta know.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You and I are actually in the meat of the program. And if you have not started or looked into or done research on your next purchase or refinance loan transaction, please call me. I'm a licensed originator. I have an amazing team at Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. Dave Ramsey trusts us exclusively with all 12 million of his radio listeners, 7 million of his podcasts, and you can trust us as well. I've always had a great team. Some are with me for years. Others have went on to start their own companies. Every single person that has ever affiliated with Garvin's Mortgage Group or Churchill Mortgage, we have always sincerely taken care of you, the borrower. Debt-free home ownership, it's never the wrong time to do the right thing, regardless of your circumstance, and that includes explaining a mortgage to you and not just being a robot and saying, fill out the application, let's do it. Because there is a 50% chance, even if you're in the transaction right now, there's a 50% chance that you are making a mistake, that someone is helping you make poor financial decisions for their financial gain. They want the commission check. They want to get you in and through, do it as fast as possible, scratch and dent sale, get them through. Many of the people helping individuals with mortgages don't even own a house themselves. They're in a call center. They've memorized a script. So many people have come back to me and said, I'm not going to go to XYZ bank or credit union again. And please call now because wait times are getting beyond a month. Give me a call, 330-1457. And continuing on with the conversation of the election year roller coaster, here's a deet. I'm not going to do housekeeping today because I've got articles right here that go in line with the radio show. This was printed literally 2 days ago on Thursday, the 13th of August. The FHFA, which is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, drops a bomb. Your conventional refinance just got much more expensive. What was the announcement? The typical mortgage company maybe makes a 2% profit. So if you do a $100,000 loan, they get $2,000 for doing it. If you do a $300,000 loan, typically they get $6,000 for helping you. In the secrecy of the night, with offices closed, with internets turned off, with no politicians voting, no presidents making an executive order, Fannie Mae and Freddie's regulator is implementing a new price adjustment for all refinance transactions of a full 0.5% of the loan as of the 1st of September, no negotiation. So, for all the loans that are locked in the pipeline for promises your lender has made, instead of making a 2% average at any company, Fannie Mae literally, to the tune of billions of dollars last night, over $10 million just for Quicken Loans itself. Our company just lost $1 million in profit overnight because they took 25% of our locked profits, and we can't go back to the borrowers with a lock and say, sorry, give us more money. But you better believe, starting with your application on Monday, your interest rates for all conventional refinances, if you're not locked in, and it doesn't even matter if you are locked in, the promise is no good because 25% of that profit was just taken by a government-sponsored company, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Now, that's an election year roller coaster. And they literally said that lender margins are wide. In other words, lenders haven't dropped their rates as much as we wanted, so we're just going to take more of their profit. I mean, if that's not an autocratic, socialistic move, I don't know what is. And this is from an organization that's underneath a capitalistic president right now. Ultimately, the homeowners are going to pay for this. It's just like the term private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium is a monthly fee that not the consumer, the bank or the lender have to pay if they allow someone to buy a house with less than 20% down because it's a less secure investment. So there has to be an insurance against that risk. Now, do you think the bank, the mortgage company, or the credit union pays for that? No, they don't. They pass that fee immediately down to the borrower, even though it's specifically meant to go for the bank, the credit union, or the investor. But it always will be passed down to the investor, which is the private mortgage holder, private citizen taxpayer. So your rates just went up so Fannie Mae could take their gotcha profit tax. And this stuff is going on all over. I mean, just look at the gold markets. This one I don't understand as much because from 1990 to 2000, gold just went from 200 to 400 points, up and down, $200, $400, pretty steady investment, kind of went about the same overall payment on what's called a 30-year mortgage that just as it went up, it went down, it went up, it went down, but it stayed consistent between $200 and $400. Now, in 2011, after the onset of the horrific Great Recession, gold had went up 9 times, 900% growth, up to 1,800. And then it settled out 2012, 13, 14, 15, about 1,200 bucks an ounce. Well, as you know, less than 3 weeks, we just shot up to $2,000 an ounce, an all-time high for gold. And if that doesn't raise a red flag in this election year roller coaster, I don't know what will, because silver's done the same thing. 2010, you know, 2000, 1990, silver was trading between 10 and 20 bucks an ounce. But again, in 2011, after 9/11, it shot up literally like 20 to 40%, 200 to 400%, up to like $40, $45 an ounce. And then, of course, it evened out as we started to build the economy with this president. But lo and behold, silver's shooting up to $25, $27 an ounce, which is at a 7-8 year high. And all of these are different indicators like tea leaves being thrown in to be read. And you have to try to go to where there's stability. Here's an example. I carry a lot of silver and precious metals because when the mortgage industry goes bad, commodities usually go good. I have no idea why commodities are good right now, mortgage interest rates are good right now, and the stock market is good right now. And I could share with you NASDAQ as well. Oh, that's right. It's the election year roller coaster. Everything's looking peachy before the election, and then we're going to have like a bug splat against the windshield of the proverbial economic truck, I would guess about the 4th of November. When is the cure for COVID going to come? 4th of November. When is Joe Biden going to tell you to take your mask off? 4th of November. Stock market, no clue what that's going to do on 4th of November. But I will tell you what I'm going to do on the 4th of November. The same thing that I'm going to do on the 4th of September. And that is as follows. Number one, I'm going to actually have a reserve. Can we all say that together? Financial reserve. See? My wife feels a hell of a lot more confident if we have 70 grand cash in the bank. Not much rattles her when we have 10 months of operational budget held in case of an emergency. I mean, it's never going to happen, but hypothetically, the government or the economy shuts down for 5 months, COVID, we'll be ready, COVID. Now, that's just common sense. Buy less, save more, COVID. Rocket science stuff. Hey, it sounds a little bit like steps that a baby could follow, COVID. Stock market up, stock market down. Treasuries up, treasuries down. Silver up, silver down. Gold down, gold up. House is up. Oh, that's right. House is up. Well, gee golly. So there's only been five times, significant times in the history, when housing inverted. Obviously, the biggest ones were in the Great Depression in 29 to 33. Houses were just devastated. There was no insurance. There was no mortgage insurance. There was no, you know, government backing with the bank, all of that. But also, it did happen big as well in the late 70s and early 80s when the money was cut off with 14 to 18% interest rates. Houses were not appreciating. And then again in the Great Recession, there's no doubt at all. Between 2009 and 2012, houses in this city lost 40, 50% of their value. But since 2012, February of 2012, and I've got the statistics right here, and I got Bill McAfee coming on next week with the economic update, as of July of 2020, compared with February of 2012, the median price of a house in Colorado Springs has doubled in 8 years. Went from $188,000 median price. That's a very stable. You take all the houses and crush them together. It's not average. That can be skewed by high sales or low sale volume and contract prices in a given month. But actually, the median has went from $188,000 for the median house to $377,000. It has been a straight 45-degree trajectory up. And now what are all you intelligent people doing with it? You're cashing into it like it's a savings account, and that is moronic. There's ways to do the Ramsey refinance. There's ways to do the Garvin's gut check, where you and I can look at, change the term of your loan, save a lot of money, consolidate. But now let's jump back to, let's follow a plan that even a baby can follow. There's this one dude I know, he called it the baby steps. His name rhymes with Shmave Shmamsey. I know him as Dave Ramsey. So this is not a secret, folks. You thought that was a secret person when I said Shmave Shmanzy, right? You thought I had an invisible friend. No! He's very visible. And Dave is an amazing human being. I was just down in Tennessee visiting his amazing Financial Peace campus, and he literally steps out, as he would for you. I make it sound like I'm special, but Dave will step out for the audience and the studio right in the middle of his building, snap a picture. He did with my son Asher. He did again with our family. My wife is now taking his master's budget course to help you as a ministry. I want to help you. But you have to go ahead and do common sense things in an election year roller coaster. Like, can we say reserves? Get reserves. $1,000. You get $1,000 in savings and that helps you. So don't go anywhere. Believe it or not, there's six more steps. There's six more ways to redemption. And I'm also going to talk about mortgage lending, Ronald Reagan, elections matter, and of course the baby steps right after the break. Make sure that you go to ChurchillColorado.com during the break. Sign up for my investment property class 101, Understanding the Principles and Terms of Investments. On the 16th of September, 6:30 p.m., go to ChurchillColorado.com and sign up. Seats are limited. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. There'll be times you'll get so scared rolling down these hills.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay, you and I together at the power segment of the Election Year Roller Coaster Show. Hindsight, I wish I could have shared this with you in January. I wish you were here to have heard it if I did. But all of that's for naught because I didn't see how much fluctuation up and down we would have in the year of 2020. As I look back, we had just as much vulnerability and fluctuation in all markets in 2016. It wasn't that much different in 2012. God help us, you remember 2008. But 2004, when we had the Bush-Gore vote count hanging chat in Florida with the Supreme Court, you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. They're predicting that with this mail-in ballot discussion going on, there may not be any decision on who is the president for days, weeks, or even months afterwards. So you want to go ahead and get prepared during this election year roller coaster. With the NASDAQ up and the Dow up and down and up and down, the Dow this last week, literally, the recovery just got back to 28,000, and that's not exciting. That's smoke and mirrors. There's a lot of vapor and very little earnings and a lot of loss in that market. It is pre-election hype. You've got gold up to $2,000 a share. You've got silver beyond $25. And you've got houses here in Colorado at a median price of $377,000, doubled from 2012. So which one of those are vulnerable and which ones are stable? Well, I would argue all day long that your real estate is stable. We're not hitting a bubble like 2006 because we don't have the largest generation, the baby boomers, like we did in 2006, in a mass of 78 million consumers dancing into retirement. No, in fact, quite the opposite, my friends. 2021 is going to be the biggest year ever because we have not 60, not 70, not even 80 million. We have 87 million millennials coming of age. That the first millennial was born in 81. The first millennial next year turns 40. This is key. The real estate and stock market rodeos have not even started. Now, real estate is going first. Rental markets went up because they're no longer living in the basement or college campus dorms. They're renting, and rents are going up, and buildings are going up, not because they're forecasting a big bubble, because we can't even house. There's twice the number of consumers coming to market from the 45 million Gen Xers like myself. There's over 87 millennials. But now they're rubbing up against one another, finding out that makes a baby, and that's when Americans get a house. That's why Americans don't get a house in their 20s and sometimes not even in their 30s. They definitely, by their mid to late 30s, are getting a house because they have a baby. Number one indicator. So that's very, very stable. But how stable is the market? How stable is the treasuries? How stable is commodities? I'm not an expert on those, but just go and look at supply and demand. The millennials aren't putting money into the stock market. They're still paying off their school debt, and the statistics show they're buying a house first. They're not going in the stock market. They're not going to go into the stock market until they're 50. Even I had my act together, and I didn't start to seriously invest until 45, 47. Been investing, you know, for about the last 7 years consistently in the market, cash value, life insurance policies, term life policies, all of that. The first thing I did, what? Oh, that's right. I got a good degree, got a job, then got a family, first a wife, then a baby, and millennials would do it no differently. But common sense will get you there. Buy less and save more. Go through something that's so simple a baby could follow it. Don't worry about the stock market. Just get $1,000 or more in an emergency savings fund in case an emergency comes. Number two, you have to eliminate your unsecured debt. And that means first you have to stop overspending your paycheck. There's a concept. Earn more than you spend. A lot of Americans can't even say that. Hey, do you earn more than you spend? No. Do not pass go. Just get your spending under control. Here's the thing. You do not deserve the next big iPhone. Tell that to your adult child. I tell it to my child. He pays for it himself, gets a job. You can just help. And I'm preaching to the choir because 85% of you and I are already homeowners, well, more than 20% the average. But you and I together can mentor your adult children, your coworkers, your fellow parishioners, your neighbors. Have them call me, 719-330-1457. I'll help them. I have the tools. But then we know after you eliminate your debt, the biggest step for anybody in getting true financial peace is getting 3 to 6 months in your monthly budget reserves. So if you spend $5,000 a month to pay all your bills, just go with gazelle-type focus. Just run straight to $15,000 in savings and never let that go lower. I did that and I saw the peace in my wife's face. You can as well. Doesn't matter about the election year roller coaster. It doesn't matter. You can actually give more money to the people that see things politically in the way that you do. We've increased that from 3 months, which is a stable job like you work for a city or a government. If you're self-employed, that is 6 months. I own companies, so I have now 10 months, and I like to keep 12 months of reserves, and I'm building it right now from 10 to 12 months because when I have 100 grand in the bank, I feel more safe. Now, after that, you save 15% of your gross income for retirement. That doesn't have to be a 401k. Call me at 330-1457, and you can save up until you have $50,000. Yes, you can actually save $50,000. Might take a year or two, but then I can help you find a house that's going to double in value again between 2020 and 2030. I guarantee it. Our median prices here in Colorado are going to be over $650 a square foot, and in Colorado Springs, it's going to be more than $450. So there's plenty of growth left. And then, of course, you want to make sure that you pay off your school with cash, go to a community college or a UCCS rather than Harvard, and pay your house off early, and then, of course, build wealth and give away generously. See, all of those things protect you from the horrific election year roller coasters. I'm very confident what the American people are going to do in November. It's a no-brainer when you get to choose for or against the party that want to defund police. That's a pretty simple one, and I think Americans will get it. But I think you have really got it. Just for tuning in, you always listen to me, you listen to Dave Ramsey, and I appreciate and I pray to God I add value to you. So call me at 330-1457. Let me help you with your next mortgage. Let me help you through your budgeting. Let me help you sign up for my next class, which is the 16th of September, Investment Property 101 at ChurchillColorado.com. And then just like I say at the end of every show, most of all, I just wish that you would go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end, your family, your memories. And if you've not found your passion and calling and purpose in life, pray to God that he would deliver it to you now. I mean, pull over and just say this prayer, Lord Jesus, help me find my passion and purpose for improving your kingdom. Amen. Because that's what you do to me. You breathe life into me, the radio listener, and I would serve you every day, every week, and every year. So remember to go sign up for my investment property class on the 16th of September, Wednesday evening, 6:30. And do not forget, if you want to catch this show again, it's not on Monday or Tuesday evening. It's tomorrow, 9 a.m. on Sunday, just during the times that the conventions are going on Monday, Tuesday evening. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. We'll see you again next week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.